Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the Old Testament book of Numbers. Now to Pastor Chris.
Welcome back to Through the Word, Numbers 9 today, and we are finally ready to move. Don't forget, Numbers is a road trip. We have counted, organized, prepared, and purified, and it is time to move. And as we move, remember what this is all about. The Israelites are learning to follow God. That's your call, too. Jesus called his disciples with two words, follow me. Here in Numbers, we are learning lessons on how to follow. Now, there's just one last thing to do before we hit the road, Passover. Exactly 1 year had passed since they escaped from Egypt, and it was time to celebrate the Passover. Verse 2. Have the Israelites celebrate the Passover at the appointed time. Celebrate it at the appointed time at twilight on the 14th day of this month, in accordance with all its rules and regulations. Passover is an annual feast of remembrance, celebrated to this day. Here in chapter 9, the memory is only a year old. There are some experiences in life that you should never forget. Some things should be inked into the walls of your mind and your heart like a mental tattoo. But we do forget. Time passes, emotions settle, and some things that should not be forgotten are lost. At that point, the Passover was the most profoundly striking event in Israel's history. Forgetting the Passover would be like forgetting the Emancipation Proclamation ever happened. Israel was in bitter slavery in Egypt. They cried out to God, and God heard, and God saved. The Passover is Israel's salvation story, and God insisted that they remember, down to their children's children's children. So God gave the Israelites an annual feast to retell the story to every generation. As we follow through the coming books, we will find that Israel is always doing best when they are following the word and celebrating the feasts, but it will be rare. For you and I, there are things in life that we also should never forget. Wedding vows, fallen heroes, salvation. Jesus is our Passover lamb. His blood over our lives rescued us from sin, spared us from death, saved us. Never forget the blood that bought you. Our reminder is communion, and the more we skip the tradition and forget the word, the more we slip away from faith. Back in verse 5, the Israelites did everything just as the Lord commanded Moses. You know they're doing well when you read that phrase. And then at last, it was time to move. The last half of the chapter describes not where they moved, but how they moved. Verse 15. On the day the tabernacle, the tent of the covenant law, was set up, the cloud covered it. From evening till morning, the cloud above the tabernacle looked like fire. That is how it continued to be. The cloud covered it, and at night it looked like fire. Whenever the cloud lifted from above the tent, the Israelites set out. Wherever the cloud settled, the Israelites encamped. At the Lord's command, the Israelites set out, and at his command, they encamped. As long as the cloud stayed over the tabernacle, they remained in camp. This is an awesome picture. Above the tabernacle, the tent where God's presence would dwell, was a massive pillar of cloud. And as the sun went down, the cloud looked like fire. God's presence was shade and comfort in hot desert days, and it was warmth and light in the cold nights. Best nightlight ever. It was, in the truest sense, awesome. And when the pillar moved, the people moved, following the invisible God. At the Lord's command, the Israelites set out, and at his command, they encamped. Now this is a description that I would hope to put on my life. When God says go, I go. When God says stay, I stay. Eyes always on the flame, ready to follow the leading of my Lord. Now the question is, why lead this way? Why not simply tell the Israelites where to go? A direct trip from Egypt to the Promised Land was only a couple hundred miles, about 2 weeks of direct walking. But this wasn't just travel, this was training ground. Following the flame was trust training. God is big on trust. Trust is the core of every good relationship, and God wants wholehearted trust. And following is a sign of trust. So is waiting. So they followed, and so they waited. God's plan for the trip was about 2 years. Why they took 40, we'll find out soon. For now, the plan is 2, and the plan is build trust. So how does God lead us now? What is our cloud? What is our flame? How do you know God's direction in your life? Proverbs 3:5 and Romans 12:2 will help. For me, I find God's direction from the Holy Spirit and in His holy word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Yesterday, I told you about my calling to the mission field. God spoke through His word. And a year and a half later, it was through the word once again that God confirmed this ministry. Fitting, I know. I was on a road trip, the very trip where I got the idea for Through the Word. And I was back in 2 Corinthians 9 again. Immediately after the verse that reminded me that I gave God everything was a promise of what He would give back. As you listen, keep in mind that seeds picture the Word of God. And there in verse 10, "Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed, and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness." Now I know I'm called to be a sower of God's word, and there God made me a promise. He supplies the seed, and He will increase it. It was a good time for a promise. At that point, the fruit of my ministry was at an all-time low. Must have been pruning season. So I marked the verse in my Bible, October 2008. I held on to the promise, and I plugged away at the new ministry. I didn't hear anything new from God, so I stayed the course. Back in Numbers, verse 19, "When the cloud remained over the tabernacle a long time, the Israelites obeyed the Lord's order and did not set out. Sometimes the cloud was over the tabernacle only a few days. At the Lord's command, they would encamp, and then at His command, they would set out." I love this picture. Sometimes following God is a long wait, and sometimes it keeps you moving. For some time, I kept at the ministry. Progress was good. Started recording a podcast, but not a lot of listeners. After much effort and some expense, we had about 3 or 4 listeners each day. Now, I knew I listened, and I knew my wife listened, and Josh too. So whoever that other guy was, I hoped he liked it. So I was on the road one night, wrestling in prayer over all this. Why hadn't I heard from God lately? Why wasn't He moving? I remembered the promises, but I longed to move forward. I was nearly in tears, driving through New Orleans on I-10. And there on the side of the freeway was a sign for a 5-minute oil change with a scrolling marquee. And the big yellow letters read, 2 Corinthians 9:6-11. I nearly crashed. I'm not making this up. I felt like Steve Martin. I looked again. 1999 oil change. I looked again. And there was the verse. It had both the calling and the promise. In one little road sign, God reminded me that I had given myself for this mission, and that He promised to bring the harvest. Does God still guide us by a cloud by day and a fire by night? Now, road signs are not the usual for me, but guidance through the Word is. And did He keep His Word? Did He multiply the store of seed? Well, we kept at it. We had no funding, no resources, no 5-year plan, no earthly reason to believe it would all work out. But we had His Word. It took a while. But since that time, we've had well over 1 million Bible audio guide listens, and I can't wait to see what He does next. And to all of you who gave to God to make it possible to get this thing moving, thank you for the ox carts. We'd be stuck in the desert without them. Verse 22, "Whether the cloud stayed over the tabernacle for 2 days or a month or a year, the Israelites would remain in camp and not set out. But when it lifted, they would set out. At the Lord's command, they encamped, and at the Lord's command, they set out."
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener supported, so thanks for giving. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries and pastor of Refuge Long Beach in Long Beach, California. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.